Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
And we want to welcome into the studio Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend. Firstly, just it must be so good to be here considering how freezing it is in New York, minus 13 degrees Celsius.
That's what people are saying. That's a little bit scary. Although, we actually haven't gotten too many nice days since we've been in Australia. Like, what's going on? I thought it was going to be summer here.
You can breathe the air, though, which they're saying you shouldn't be doing in New York at the moment.
That's true. You can go outside. You can go outside. So we're missing the craziness.
Mm. Yeah, I always feel really ashamed when the weather doesn't turn on for international visitors. It's like a really weird emotion where I go, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Sorry,
you
guys.
You put your best foot forward. But we've been to Australia so many times now that...
We know what you guys can put on the table.
We played Sydney. Well, it was big day out, right?
Big day out last January.
Yeah. Hottest day in Sydney history.
Oh, that's right. We brought the heat. Guys. Yeah. That was like 40 or something.
Yeah. You went, didn't you, V? It was super hot.
It was hideous. Mm. And tell us about your sideshow in Melbourne, which you did just the other night. How'd that go?
It went well. I mean, we're sort of cataloging. That's one of the few places we've played that the Beatles played.
Oh. Wow.
Festival Hall in Melbourne. So, you know, that's always great. Yeah. That history, walking on stage.
Much better than they ever would have been.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And didn't someone throw like a towel with a tweet of Ezra's written on it?
Yes, that's true.
That's correct. That,
you
fact.
Kind of been expecting that when you got up in the morning, like a fan thrown towel tweet.
Yeah, no, it was nice. I put that up in my apartment.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, I kept it. I wore it. Yeah, I don't know exactly what I'll do with it, but I appreciated it.
What did it say? What was the tweet?
Did you say it on air?
I don't know. It said bad bitch with the power strip.
And power strip, that's because we don't use that term. It's like
a
power board, right? Like a...
Power board?
Like power board, what does that mean?
You mean like a power strip is like
when you want to plug multiple things.
We call them power boards.
And these, you know, we've had those forever, but they've taken on a new meaning in the era when everybody's got lots of devices on them. So sometimes, we all know how it is. I mean, we're all media professionals. Sometimes we got to charge 4 to 5 different devices at one time, and maybe you're somewhere in a hotel room only has one outlet. You need a power strip or a power board. Mm.
While we're talking about things being thrown on stages, someone threw a flare on stage at Falls as well.
We've seen multiple video angles, sort of putting together, like reconstructing exactly what happened.
It's like JFK.
But we saw like one shot, you see it getting like lit or whatever, and then it gets thrown up, which seems even more dangerous, just like straight up into the crowd. So it hits like someone in the head. And then you see that person pick it up and then, like, throw it at the stage.
Directly at Bayo. We should add.
So that's the conspiracy theory, is someone was trying to get Bayo. But, it was kind of crazy. It missed Bayo, fortunately, and then bounced sort of in this, like, tangle of wires by, like, where our monitor is, where what we hear gets done. And since it was a flare, they wasted a whole fire extinguisher on the flare. But it wasn't going out because it's a flare. It's not a fire. And then finally, a badass guitar tech named Andre just like reached in, grabbed it, and put it in a champagne bucket.
Is that one of the more dangerous things that's happened on stage for you guys?
Certainly visually.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we've had random people run on stage, although that turned out to be more dangerous for them than for us because there's always the kind of overzealous security guards. You know, everybody's just doing their job, but get some people tackled pretty hard. But that was probably the scariest thing, just to know that somebody actually tried to kill Bayo was kind of frightening.
Well, let's play a track from yours. We're gonna put on Step from your album Modern Vampires of the City, which we've been playing heaps of all last year since it came out. We've been really loving it. We're joined by Ezra and Chris on Triple J from the band. This is Step. I can't do it alone. That was Step from Vampire Weekend. You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we're joined by Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend. And you guys gave us all a little New Year's gift, which was very pleasant,
thank you.
The remix of that tune, Step, featuring Heems from Das Racist and Danny Brown and Despot as well. How did that come about?
Well, it'd been an idea that we had for a very long time. So the song Step is inspired by this Souls of Mischief song called Step to My Girl, and even that line, Step to My Girl, even comes from another rapper. So there's like a long kind of hip-hop lineage of the elements of that song. So we kind of thought it made perfect sense and to do some kind of rap remix, and we reached out to a lot of different people.
Yeah, nice. Because you guys, do you listen to a lot of hip-hop? I know that it's not your first hip-hop reference that you've made. You snuck a bit of Little John in before, first the window, then to the wall.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we all grew up in the hip-hop era, so that I would say that's probably primarily... what I listened to. You know, most of my favorite albums last year were rap albums. So, you know, obviously our music, the influence of rap is subtle. Nobody would ever call what we do rap, but, you know, to find ways that we can still collaborate with artists we respect and, you know, pay some sort of tribute to music that we love is always a good thing.
Cool. You guys have been here a bunch recently for Big Day Out last year. Do you find that when you come to Australia, you do the same things and stay at the same places? Or do you mix it up?
Well, you don't get a ton of free time when you're on tours. But we try to. We actually had some first times on this trip. New Year's Day morning, Chris and me went surfing in Lorne.
Oh, cool.
Good way to purify ourselves for 2014. And Lorne was really beautiful. Reminded me a lot of Malibu and California. And, you know, despite the fact that we've been all over Australia, we'd never been to Lorne, certainly never been surfing in Lorne. So, you know, we still get to do new things sometimes.
Yeah. Speaking of new things, actually, we wanted to mention a cover that you guys have just put out, really, as part of a compilation album of love songs.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the love songs in the world, you chose Andrea Bocelli's Conte Partirò, which sounds a bit like this. Of a Caribbean flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so good. It's really beautiful.
How did you go with the Italian on that?
Well, there is an English version.
Time to Say Goodbye.
Time to Say Goodbye, which also is not an actual translation of the lyrics. It's like totally new lyrics, and I think a lot of like the original gets lost in the sauce. So basically, we didn't have a lot of time to do it. Like Rostam cooked up the beat very quickly, and then we basically had 3 hours for me to sing on top of it in a hotel room in St. Louis. So
whoa.
I was in there like listening to the original, writing down like these horrible like sound-alike versions of the words, like writing it in like my kind of like English version. So I did my best. I feel like I nailed like maybe 2 to 3 words perfectly. And then I guess I saw some of the initial reaction on Twitter from, you know, some of my Italian followers, which ranged from like, oh, good job, man. Like, you're nice. You really like did a good job in Italian, which I guess they're just kind of being a little bit nice to me. And then other people being like, wow, your Italian is horrible. But that's, you know, thank you. Thanks for trying. You know, and that's what happens when you don't speak a language, you know?
Yeah, we didn't have any problems with your Italian.
Perfect.
Yeah,
well, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you
maybe
much.
You could keep going. Now you've got French, Italian, just
grazie
do the whole.
Mille.
Oh, nailing it.
And we have with us in the studio Ezra and Chris from Vampire Weekend. Now, what's happening for you guys in 2014? Obviously, it's already started, but are you looking toward another album or?
Well, our schedule is going to chill out quite a bit. So definitely there'll be some more relaxation this year. Last year was kind of like nonstop, you know, and we started it in Australia and we ended it in Australia. So
this is kind of the end of the nonstopness, I would say.
Come full circle.
Was it hard writing the Modern Vampires of the City? Was it in terms of thinking about what comes next? Like, do you ever feel like you go, all right, it's time to write an album. I have to sit down and like force this. Or do you go, I have the idea. Let's do it.
It was very hard to write this album. Truthfully, all of our albums are very difficult to write. Whenever we start an album, so with this album, we had a lot of things that we knew were great. You know, the original beat for Obvious Bicycle, Rustam had sent that to me almost when we were still working on Contra. Step, I'd been working on that song and the lyrics for a very simple version of that song also for years. Hannah Hunt. Working on for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the original version was still in college. So we had some good things going into it. But then even with all that stuff, I can't tell you how many times I have these memories of, you know, just sitting over at Rostam's apartment and just trying to write a song and just like coming up with nothing or writing something we didn't think was good enough. But then every once in a while, there'd be like these kind of moments where a song comes out of nowhere. For instance, Unbelievers, Rustam sits at the piano. I had my laptop, wrote basically all the lyrics, and we had the song. Took a long time to finish the recording, but it happened very quickly.
Yeah, because I was reading that the last three albums of that you were saying, it's kind of been like a trilogy, and that the next album will be a fresh start. What does that sort of mean? A new sound? Or?
Well, we want to have a kind of new sound on every album we make. For a variety of reasons, I think we always saw the first three albums as going together, even before we made them. And looking back on them, I really do feel like it kind of tells a story. They're all connected. I see a lot of the same characters and the same voices on those three, you know. And I think there's a reason that, like, you know, trilogies are more popular than quadrologies or quintologies. I think there's something about the number three that's kind of mystical. It's like, you know, three is where you start to see a pattern in something. You can kind of have this here and there and back again feeling when you have three things. So, yeah, whatever happens next after this trilogy will be interesting. Like, we're just as curious as our fans to see what happens. It could be another trilogy. It could be the prequel.
Some sort of gritty reboot, Batman style.
Oh, yeah. It could be a gritty reboot. That'd be funny. Is that the next album is like the first album, but it's just like way darker.
Yeah, with a much more gravelly voice.
Yeah, all the same songs.
Oxford comma.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, you got good luck. You guys are playing a show at the Horden in Sydney tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's been so exciting having you back in the country, and we've been loving your album. I know a lot of other people have too around Australia. Everyone's been, really digging that album. So, yeah, thanks again, and all the best for tonight.
Well, stay tuned on Australia Day. We got that Hottest 100 coming up, huh?
Oh yeah, we got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys will.
You'll do all right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, heaps, Chris and Ezra from Vampire Weekend. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
It's Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.